It's time now for an encouraging word from the Lord. Get ready for a supernatural lift in your spirit as we prepare our hearts to hear from the radio broadcast of Dr. Ty Dixon. We now enter into a moment of inspiration. Here's Dr. Ty Dixon.
Hello, my radio listener audience. This is Dr. Ty Dixon, and today we're going to be talking about breakthrough. Breakthrough. Do you need a breakthrough? I want you to grab your pen and grab your paper and everything, because we're going to discuss some principles of breakthrough, and we're also going to discuss how God has already made a way of escape. Have you ever found yourself saying, if I can get out of this one, I'll be all right? I want you to know that the word of God has already paved the way. They'll tune your ears in. Your life will never be the same. Get ready. Now let's go into that message, breakthrough. Breakthrough. What is a breakthrough? Come on now, get your pen. What is a breakthrough? A breakthrough is an important discovery. It's an important new discovery that has a dramatic and far-reaching effect. Have you ever said, if I could just take an eraser and erase my life and just start all over anew, I'd be okay? Little did you know, you were talking about, I need a breakthrough. A breakthrough is also a removal of a barrier to progress. Have you ever been hindered? It's an event that causes or marks the breaking down of a barrier to progress. Oh, I need somebody to be with me right now. We're talking about breakthrough. We're talking about a new discovery for you. We're talking about an event that's going to cause or mark the breaking down of a barrier to progress. I'm talking to some people out there that's been hindered. Have you ever found yourself that every time you think about doing something new, every time you think about doing something that's going to bring forth expansion, something that's going to take you to the next level, you find yourself hindered? Some people out there feel like you've been caged in. Some people feel like you've been shut down. Some people feel like you're in jail and somebody, the warden, threw the key away. I want you to know that this is your day for a breakthrough. I want you to know that this message is for you. I want you to know that you don't have to give up, back down, and you don't even cry. Cry your last tear, because God has got a message for you today. Breakthrough. That thing that's going to propel you into the next level of your life. That word that's going to cause you to be transformed right now in the renewal of your mind. Oh yes, breakthrough. Get your pen. Let's go right into the scriptures. Turn your Bible to 1 Corinthians 10 and 13. 1 Corinthians 10 and 13. And again, we're talking about breakthrough. No temptation. I'm reading from the NIV today. No temptation. What is a temptation? A temptation is the desire for something bad. No desire for something bad. A temptation is also a desire or craving for something, especially if it's considered wrong. No desire, no craving, no entrapment. Somebody need to help me. No temptation has overtaken you except what is common to mankind. Let's pause right there. I want you to know, those of you that are feeling like you're bound, those of you that need a spiritual awakening, those of you that need a newness in your spirit, always remember what you're going through. Somebody has already been there, done that, bought that t-shirt, gave it back and up on their feet and gone down the road. In other words, don't you feel like the Lone Ranger? Don't you feel like, oh man, and no one else has gone through anything like this? Oh, I'm must be the worst person in the world. I got to be real. You know, there are some people out there that have had abortions, and you feel like you feel so bad about it because you didn't realize that it was going to cost you as much that it's cost you psychologically and physically, and with the guilt, shame, and condemnation. And you try to figure out, how can I get up out of this one? I want you to know that some people have had abortions and they've been healed, delivered, set free, and praising God because He's a miracle working God. He can make all things brand new. I'm talking to somebody right now that's going through abuse. I need to talk to some real people out there. Some people out there are going through abuse right now. You have been abused, and you have been abused, and you said, if I have to go through this one more day of abuse, I don't know if I can make it. But I want you to know that somebody else has already gone through abuse. I'm not downplaying it, and I'm not saying you're not in pain, but I am saying that God has sent this word to you today, and there is a way of escape for you. Look at somebody and say, I'm breaking loose today. I'm thinking about somebody right now. You're looking in your purse and you can't find nothing but pennies, and you're saying, God, am I ever going to get out of this wheel, this cycle of not having enough? I'm tired of not having enough. I'm tired of crying. I'm tired of having more month and not enough money. Somebody need to talk to me. It's only a little bit over the half of the month, and just don't have the money to make it to the end of the month. I want you to know that today is your day of a breakthrough. See, I've been sent to talk to some people that's going through some real challenges. And if you would hold fast to this word, your life would never be the same. The Bible says in 1 Corinthians 10:13, no temptation has overtaken you except what is coming to man. Look at somebody and say, if they could make it, I can make it. If somebody else made it, I can make it. Oh, you're going to make it. God is good. God didn't skip over you. He's speaking to you today. And look at this. Look at this said. And God is what? Faithful. The God that you serve is faithful. The God that you serve sits high, but He looks low. The God that you serve, His eyes are always searching to and fro, seeking on whose behalf He can move strongly. Why don't you look at somebody and say, God, move for me today. God is going to move for you like never before, because you're tuned in to this radio message, and this message is just for you. It's time for your breakthrough. It's time to overcome. It's time to believe God. It's time to get out of that pity party syndrome and say, I'm going to praise God, and I'm going to be the redeemed of the Lord today. And I will say so that His word is true. He's what? He's faithful. God is faithful. I'll say that one more time. God is what? Faithful. He will not let you be tempted. Oh, somebody need to stop right there. Beyond what you can bear. I'm speaking to children of God out there right now. You got to know what the word says. The word says that your God, the God that you serve, is faithful. The word says that He will not even allow you to be tempted above what you can handle. If you've been washed in the blood of Jesus, if you are a Christian, if you accepted Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, if it came your way, you can handle it with God on your side. He wouldn't even allow it to come your way if you weren't able to handle it. Why don't you look at yourself and say, I can handle this with God on my side. You see, we got to understand that God is working with us, is not against us. God is on your side. See, the Bible says that what? You got to have your eyes enlightened that you may be able to see. Ears open that you may be able to hear. What the Spirit of the Lord is saying, what the Spirit of the Lord is saying. And my prayer is right, even as you listen to this message, that your eyes and your understanding be open to see God moving mightily for you right now. Somebody say breakthrough. Just say it one more time. Breakthrough. He will not let you be tempted beyond what you can bear, but when you are tempted, God will also provide a way out so that you can endure it. Oh, my Lord. Isn't that exciting? Knowing that in the middle of the temptation, in the middle of when you don't think you can take another step, in the middle of it's getting too hot up in here, in the middle when you just don't see a way out, in the middle when you cry so hard you don't know if you'll ever be able to cry anymore. Have you ever cried so hard where you could do nothing but huff, huff, because you didn't even have no more tears? You went into the shakes. I can see somebody right now. You've been crying so hard you can't even bear no more tears. They hurt so bad. But God wants you to know that He has provided a way out for you, and you have a way out by the way that Jesus already said, "I speak peace to your mind, I speak peace to your spirit, I speak peace to your soul, and victory in your life." You have a way out. Look at somebody and say, "I have a way out of this one." Oh yes, you're going to make it, because the Bible says that God is faithful and He has already provided. See, He's a provider. Jehovah Jireh, my provider. He has already provided a way of escape. You see, sometimes when you get to the place of despondency and despair, you got to check yourself. There are times when you're in the middle of despondency and despair, you better put on some praise music. Put on a song of praise. Put on something that's going to bring melodies to your heart. Don't sing no more. It's about a dummy wrong song no more. Be able to sing a song that say, "My God is great. My God is mighty. My God is strong." Bring victory into your atmosphere. I look at somebody and say, "It's time to change the atmosphere." Yes, I said it. Bring victory in your atmosphere. He will also provide a way out. See, He will give you a way out of what you're in so that you can endure it. He's not going to allow you to be broken and torn down where you can't get back up. But He's giving you a way out that you may be able to endure that temptation. You know, we used to say something like, "Run, Forrest, run." Somebody need to take off running. Somebody need to look for that way out. Somebody need to resist. The Bible says what? Resist the devil and he will what? Flee. Somebody need to know the power of resistance. So the power of one two-letter word. No. I'll say that again. You got to understand the power of resistance. And it comes in a two-letter format. No. N-O. No. Try. Just say no. Let's go into another passage of scripture. Get your Bible. Get your pen. Write this one down. Isaiah 43:19. And we're winding up. Isaiah 43:19. And I'm reading from the Amplified version of the Bible at this time. Verse 19. "Behold," this is God speaking, "I am doing a new thing. Now it springs forth. Do you not perceive?" Take this word of the Lord just for you. "Do you not perceive and know it? And will you not give heed to it?" Hello, this is Dr. Ty Dixon, and I just want to thank you so much for listening to that powerful message entitled Breakthrough. Remember, a breakthrough is an important discovery, an important new discovery, that has a dramatic and far-reaching effect. It's also the removal of a barrier to progress, an event that causes or marks the breaking down of a barrier to progress. This is your hour for progress. This is your hour for transformation. This is your hour that God will make a way in the what? Make a way in the wilderness and rivers in the desert. Oh, yes. Don't you ever give up. Always keep your faith in God. Don't look to the left. Don't look to the right. Always keep your faith and your focus on Jesus Christ. And He has promised He will never leave you nor forsake you. And even the good news that we've shared today, that Jesus will always give you a way of escape. You are now bound any longer, but whom the Son has made free is free indeed. So you go on with your bad self and you go on walking in victory. You have a breakthrough today. God bless you.
You've just heard another encouraging message from the radio broadcast of Dr. Ty Dixon and A Moment of Inspiration. For more life-changing messages from this powerful ministry, visit her website at www.tydixon.org. That's www.tydixon.org.